Semichalaf Haman Aleph, towards the bottom of Olibikameyas Mizman.
I'm sorry, we did start.
I don't think we did Rashi's though. Do we do Rashi's? We did Rashi's, we did the first piece. Turn our bottom. So we did the first piece of Kameya, the second piece of Kameya, six lines on the bottom. Turn our bottom, Ezel Kameya Mumcha, Kosharipa Bashana Bashilesh. Kameya Mumcha, it's was Merapa three times. Echo Kameya Shaksav, sometimes the Kameya was made out of something written. Echo Kameya Shal Ikarin, sometimes the Kameya was made out of different herbs put together, literally roots. Echo Kolosh Yesh Besakono, whether it's for an illness which was life threatening. Echo Kolosh Yesh Besakono, Loisha Nichwa, not only if the person has already had seizures, Elosh Lo Yichwe, it could be that the Kameya is given, he's from a family which has a family history of having seizures, and they write a Kameya to prevent him from getting it, and he never gets it. That's indicative of the fact that the Kameya was considered effective. Mekoshesh Umater, Philoshesh Rabbim, he can tie it back on, he can untie it, even if it's a Rabbim, we're not worried about once he takes it off. That he's going to carry Dalai Lamas, but if he needs to reattach whatever, he'll stop and put it, he'll do what he has to do, and he'll continue on.
I assume this is a Kshira that...
Which was Mutter, yeah. Eventually, a Kashreno Bashir, but he cannot tie the Kameya to a Shir, which is a bracelet, with a Bas or to a ring, and then go out to Bashir Sarabim with this thing attached to the bracelet, Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, because it looks like a tachshit, which is Osir, but really it's not a tachshit, really it is Mutter. Okay, so that's the first price. For the Marakasha, Botanya, Ezel Kameya Mumcha, Kol Sharipa, Yimu B'nai Yodam, Ke'echot. So Kameya Mumcha healed three people, and over here the first price says it did it three times, which means even to one person. You don't need the three different people. And the second verse says you need three people. The Marines are like Kasha, Holim Chuy Gavra, Holim Chuy Kameya. If you want to establish a chazaka on the writer of the Kameya Mumcha means over here, the person who writes it is considered a Mumcha, you need three different people. And if you want to establish the expertise of the Kameya, even if it heals that one person three times, that's considered an expert kameya. That's a good question. We'll see Rashi. Rashi seems to ignore the word kechod, and the Rishonim jump at him. The language of kechod is difficult. Tosfos already touches on it. We'll see if we get to Rashi. Yeah, not assuming it. They do.
They did.
I know they. Well, you're putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm asking.
I said they do. You said they did.
Well,
I said they do means they do now. You're telling me they did then. I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth.
Well, do they exist?
Some people still do them nowadays. You have to know how to write them. You have to be mumcha. That's more saying, you know. But they worked. Yeah. One of them is, it says, it could either be written or herbs, either one. A little bit. But the Gemara doesn't give away all the secrets.
No, but it can say in general.
Well, we'll see. Is it, yeah.
Do we know where this started?
It sounds like there were Kameyas in time of the... Medrash mentions it in Bereishis already.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing
not,
for instance.
I don't think so. Do you find that difficult?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Fine. You don't have to accept it.
Okay. I do accept it. It's
okay. You know, the best I can tell you is this is a piece in the Tulsa Rabbi. He says, you know, there's so many things which we use and work. We have no idea exactly how they work. I mean, the scientists nowadays, there's still certain medicines that work. They don't know why they work. They can't tell you the mechanism how it works. But since it's something which we're familiar with, it makes sense to us. So there are things which work metaphysically. How do they work? We don't understand. Well, it can't be. That's you know, that was Greek. That was the Greek attitude towards life. If we don't understand it, if the human mind can't grasp it, it can't be true. Because the human mind is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, by Sota, that was the one thing you said that was the one manifestation in the Torah that was kind of like supernatural almost. I think it was you who said it, Rabbi Chaim. Someone said that it was almost like a supernatural thing that this is almost like a. It's not a medicine you're taking internally. It's something you write on a piece of paper. It's like a Soto thing almost.
I mean, listen. Do we understand magnetic fields? Do you understand how you go to the Chinese acupuncture? It makes any sense to you?
Yeah, but that's almost a physical thing.
Why is it? And pressure points. I mean, there's
plenty of.
The pushing over here means it heals your stomach. Makes sense to you?
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense to you. Doesn't make any sense. It's the using fields.
Yeah, but it has been subjected to testing the scientific community. It's more than just sort of
But they don't understand how it works. They just know that it works. They prove this. We don't understand how it works, but it works. What's the problem? I don't know what the difference is. This is a field. It works with a field. This writing affects your field. Why not? Why can't it affect your field? I don't see the problem.
I do believe it. It's just I can't believe that they had to feel a little bit. I've been writing and all that.
For all I know, voodoo works. I don't know. You tell me they did it for years. They think there was some idiots. The part of science is that anybody who doesn't make any sense to them is primitive is idiots. That's science has a problem. Everything which doesn't make any sense to their wonderful minds has to be stupid. That was the Greek philosophy, and we've accepted it. Mind is the greatest thing in the world, and if it doesn't make any sense to the human mind, it can't be true. And that's why they make fun of religion or anything. Grow up. It's a religion. It's a religion of the human mind. They worship the human mind. I saw a beautiful op-ed about Americans going out of their mind. How they can't deal with the oil spill. Because they believe in this religion, we can fix anything. Science and technology can handle anything. And all of a sudden they can't handle everything. You know what? This world is bigger than them. It was in the New York Times. It wasn't in the Wall Street Journal. Of all places. Can you imagine? I'm very comfortable with one day science will understand how Kameyas works. You know, that's should be one of the things they want to aspire to, that they should be smart enough to understand Gemara.
So there are people nowadays who are sort of qualified as...
I can't tell you, it's definitely, you go to the Torah communities, etc. Some people do it. I believe that some of them probably have a Masara for generations. They know what they're doing. And some of them are charlatans, that's part of, the wonderful challenge they have nowadays in Earth Israel. Kabbalah... I didn't say it. These Kabbalists, etc. Chacham Hillel has this big, he has this book, Faith and Folly. He's a big, Chacham Hillel is a tremendous, he's a tremendous Makubal. He knows Kabbalah backwards and forwards. He wrote this to address this issue that these people are falling prey to all of these ridiculous things. But he said, went to explain what is real and what's not real. So it was written in Hebrew, Tomim Tiyeh, was the name of the thing. They translate it in English. It's faith and folly. There's a lot of folly out there. So, but that doesn't mean there's no faith. We own both the Hebrew and the English. Okay. That would probably help you a little bit if you read that. Yeah, you should read that. You'll enjoy it. I mean, you'll find some things difficult over there also, but it'll definitely put it in perspective. Okay. Amar Rav Papa, Pshitali. This I have no question. He goes through a few scenarios, which is clear what the result will be, and there's one scenario which he's not sure about. Okay. Pshitali, Tlas Kameya Latlas Gavri, Tlosa Tlosa Zimni. So they wrote three different Kameyas, three different people, and each one was used three times. So then the Ismachi Gavra, Ismachi Kameya. So three different people wrote it, and each one his Kameya was effective three times, so the person establishes a chazak on his abilities to write a Kameya. The different Kameyas are written to different people, so you have the Kameya being functioned in three different people, and it worked for three different people. This Kameya, written by three different people, worked for three different people each, so that establishes a chazak on the Kameya. So that have no, so you both are accomplished. Plus a Kameya, the plus a Gavri, Chad Zimno. So three Kameyas were written by one person to three different people. Each person was used one time. So over there, Gavri Ismachi, Kameya lo Ismachi. So the chazak is established on the person, not on the Kameya. Chad Kameya Latosa Gavri. One Kameya was used by three different people. So then Kameya Ismachi, Gavri Ismachi. So in other words, if we're trying to figure out where to put our chazaka, so even if one person wrote this Kameya and it was used three times, so we haven't established a chazaka, the person was not right Kameya, we say probably the chazaka is in the Kameya was affected three times, as opposed to the one who wrote it knows how to write other Kameyas necessarily. So we know that he did well on this Kameya, but we can't extrapolate from there that he can do well in other Kameyas. So that's Pshitali. What is my shayl is Vorda Papu. Tlosa Kameya L'chad Gavra. That one person wrote three Kameyas for one person. Okay, so Vorda Papu. So this is a shayl. So the my Kameya Vada Lo Yismachi. So the Kameya was three different Kameyas, so there was no chazak on the Kameyas. So now the question is, so who do I attribute the effectiveness to? I attribute it to the writer? Do you say Gavri Yismachi? Oy Lo Yismachi, because it's not. Mir Minan Ho Asile, he healed him three times. No, so he's Momcha. Maybe this person's mazel is able to accept a Kameya better than somebody else's, and you can't use him as a writer for somebody else. You know, he happened to get the guy who heals well with this type of Kameya, but it's not a writer. He knows how to write a Kameya well. We spoke about mazel before. We'll see it again at the end of the Masechta much more extensively. We spoke about mazel before, somewhere in the last 6 years. The Ramchal explains that the concept of mazel, that the word mazel comes from the word zol, it's flowing. He says that there are two types of anhaga the Kodesh Baruch Hu has in the Bria. One is that the Baruch Hu has a purpose which he created the world for, and every single person is given a role to play in that Bria, in that purpose. Every single person from the beginning of mankind till now has a role. That's to get to that purpose that Rosh Hashanah has for the world. Then there's another hanhag which Rosh Hashanah has, is he gives a person according to Schar Bo'enish, according to what he deserves and what he doesn't deserve. So theoretically, I would have a situation where, let's say, we could make a simplistic, probably not real, but let's say Rosh Hashanah has a role that he wants to bring out a certain amount of Kiddush Hashem through a person being tested with wealth and still using his wealth properly. So this person is one of the people who was chosen to accomplish that purpose. So based on the world is flowing towards a goal, mazel, he's going to have money. That's his mazel. Because that's his function in the world, is to bring Kiddush Hashem out through dealing with money. Maybe based on his actions, he doesn't deserve money. Chayronish would say, right? So the two and hugs the Rosh hands. The Rosh finds a way to balance the two of them, and to, that they both should be emes. But the hug of mazel is that a person has given a job. So this person's job is that he should be do a kiddush Hashem, even though overcome poverty. Based on his actions, he's a tremendous tzaddik. He deserves better. He said he shouldn't live in such terrible poverty. Right? He's a tremendous fellow and he's great, etc. But his hanhaga's mazel is he should be poor, right? As opposed to hanhaga's mazel, he should be. So there are different. There's a concept of a hanhaga of mazel. Means it's based on that hanhaga of mazel. This person issues the issue of refuah will go easier for him than somebody else. You can't prove to somebody else. So that's the more shar, the more his take. See Rashi. The second, the fourth line from the bottom. Klaimar loy temod loyotze loyetze alamisha ba'alov acherli kvar pamachas. It only works. It's only mutzah to go out. Somebody to wear it. Somebody who's had the illness and has been effective and it helped. Nichva is hainu acherli shadam noyful machmosa la'aretz. It's a seizure which causes the person to fall. Makeo b'roshay b'moichay umapiloy. It affects his head and that it causes him to fall. So he wants to wear this kameya to prevent that. So don't tell me it's only mutter a person has already had it one time and the kameya worked for him, but rather elisha lo yichva shabomi mishrachas nichvin v'doyek shalo yichva. He's worried that he shouldn't get seizures, and he comes from a family which has a history of it, so he's not aware for that purpose also. Not clear in Rashi if you can create a chazaka. It's not like you can't create a chazaka on that. Right, because we don't know for sure if that was because of the kameya, because he didn't have the illness, but in regards to wearing it, it's mutter. Bashir is etzada.
Or at which point in time? I mean, even if you would say that in principle,
how long? Right, how long would it was considered a chazaka? Right, so Rashi seems to go around that. Etzada. Wearing it in that fashion looks like more of a tachshit than a refuah, and that's already awesome. But the truth is, Rashi says, "Well, tachshit who? Amach was dagas chardly." But we the heter of wearing the kameya is not based on the rules of, well, it doesn't go under the umbrella of tachshitim or mutter to wear because they adorn the body, and that's why you're allowed to wear it. It goes under the heter of da'igas charli, that's what allows you to wear it. Not 100% sure, Rabbi Eisen asked me yesterday, what exactly is this Rashi telling you the last line? I'm not sure exactly. I mean, it sounds like fairly obvious. Like, what is Rashi clarifying, which wasn't clear. Even one person is enough. You don't need three people. So Moran says, "Hold him chayy gavra." Hold the tani gimel bnei adam says three different people. Mishum the stam gimel bnei adam shlosha mini chayloim. So Rashi learns that three people means three different illnesses. Therefore, you're going to write three different kameyim. Shenaz em zel is that. So they're not similar to each other. So clearly, the this person's proficiency is. Not because, well, this one kameya he writes well, so maybe then we say that the proficiency is not him, it's the kameya. No, he wrote three different kameyas. So three different people gives you three different illnesses, gives you three different kameyas, and therefore we say that the source of expertise is the person, not the kameya. So he gets now a chazaka for elder kameyas also. A person wrote three kameyas effectively. So we say he has a chazaka, he knows how to write a kameya. So now he comes to the fourth illness and the fourth kameya. We trust him that it's a valid kameya. You're allowed to wear it on Shabbos.
Is the text different for each?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for each illness.
Each illness.
Yeah.
We mentioned what happens if in between he writes one that's dead? That's ineffective.
I don't know exactly Rashi is going to now draw a parallel to the dinim of chazaka by behema. If Reuven's ox gores oxen three times, so he's a moor legabi oxen. But if at one time he goes and he gores a sheep, he's not a moor for sheep, because his chazaka was three times he gored oxen. But if he gored three different animals, so you don't say he becomes a moor for any animal. You don't say, well, you see that he killed a shor, a chamor, and a gomel. So he attacked a shor, a chamor, and a gomel. So he's a mumcha for a shor, a chamor, and a gomel. He's not a mumcha at all. He only did it one time, you know. Well, three times he did it, and he did three different things. The moor says it means that he's basically an animal which will gore anything. So same thing over here, three different, each one, he only worked one time, three different illnesses, but we see that he knows how to write three times, three different things. So we assume he knows what he's doing. The Rishonim gang up on Rashi, that it's not exactly the... one is like a negative, and one is like a positive. You know, one establishing a negative reality, this animal is dangerous. So you have to assume he's dangerous for anything. So all he's only dangerous for these three things. You know, we say he's dangerous for anything. You know, we're creating almost a negative. Now when it gores a fourth time, you say, wow, I didn't expect that. No, you should have expected that. You have to be concerned that there's a problem. So the Bailam is considered a pesheh, etc. So he's high. Over here, it's the opposite. We have to establish a positive that he will be allowed to wear something because we know for sure it's good. Maybe it's not good. Over there, the maybe creates responsibility. Over here, the maybe doesn't create hetzer. I'm allowed to wear it on Shabbos because it might work. It might not. Over there, you better watch it because it might be dangerous. You know. So the parallel is difficult. I mean, okay, the truth is over there, I mean, you're making pain as a Nezek Sholem, so you're being Motzi Moment, but the Hitzos Moment is because the pattern has been established enough that you're responsible. But over here, the pattern is established enough that it should be Mutter, is a bigger Kiddush.
I guess this is sort of assuming, though, that once we've established that this Kameh is good, and it's been good for a while, if there's a Kameh that's been good four, five, six times, so you can go and wear it. It's proven to be a good Kameh. So what happens if all of a sudden it loses its touch? I mean, this thing is no longer effective. So now he has to... So then let's say a few times in a row it's no longer effective. The
Russian is coming up. What? What if once?
What? Did you say once? Well, once is good enough to invalidate?
No. The Russian will ask the question.
I missed that.
What kind of a sequence?
I missed that, yeah.
I don't know. Zayn, but if you get involved, if the parallel to Shor HaMu'ud is valid, so over there he needs three times to remove the chazak, his status of the Moras Mechloikas, how you remove the status of Mu'ud. Right? One member says three times it goes by and he doesn't do it, right? But it has to be three times in a row. So if he does three times he gores, then two times he sees animals he doesn't gore. You know, he's in a scenario which would have been a perilous scenario. He doesn't gore, and then third time he does gore, and then fourth time afterwards he doesn't. So he gored three, then number four and five he skipped, number six he did it, number seven he skipped again. So he's been three times without it. He still don't move it. He has to go four, five, and six, not. Or, you know, but, so if the parallel is correct, so that would be the same thing over here, I imagine. It's the same halacha by vestas by a woman. She established a vest kavua. And the more actually parallels that the more explicitly says in Baba Kama, you draw a parallel between the halachas of vest kavua by Anisha and vest and Shor HaMu'ud with regards to patterns. She does it three times, and then fourth and fifth, she establishes a vest kavua for 32 days. One haflaga 30 days, haflaga 30 days, haflaga 30 days. She is the best kavua 30 days. Comes next month, she doesn't see day 32. Another month, she doesn't see day 32. Another month, next month, she sees day 32. She's back to where she was. She doesn't lose it. Even the next month, she doesn't see. So she went three times without seeing it. She's still the best kavua. Al kamei enam mumcha im yitav brayfe acher echemihem. But never the person has been established, but not the kameya, because each name is only written one time. So if somebody else will write it, we can't accept its efficacy. What is only called Sharipa B'shan Mashilesh? One person three times, Mar Bechali Echod, one illness, because of Zehalachesh, Vripa Gibbal Palmim, this same wrote this piece of, you know, this ksav, and was a merapa gimel pamim or lot of mechad or l'shloisha, or one person or three people also. This is over here. The goal was to establish the efficacy of the kameya. Shenasa kameya levadim mumcha al yaday adam zeh. So if one person wrote it, and he wrote one kameya three times, we know that he knows how to write this one kameya. So we know now that this kameya is an expert kameya when written by this person. If three different people wrote it, nasa kameya shalacha shezeh mumcha miyad kol adam. So then already, if three different people wrote it, so we know this kameya is now a mumcha, if anybody writes it. Give me a minute, lachash, three different types of lachash. Tosu zibni. Now, if it means the pshat is the actual same piece of paper was used three times, or it means that the same person wrote the same nusuch, the same language, the same lachash, three different pieces of paper for three different people. That was what we had before in the Rashi, the two ways to understand mumcha of the kameya. It's manapa three times, one person, is machi gaber, but called kameyas loyalim. So he wrote three different things, and each one worked three times. So the person now, we've established his ability to write. He did it three different types of kameyam, and they all worked. He's machi kameya. Shlosh kameyam alodom, nasim mumchim miyad kolodom. Shayyubi kolechad gimel pomim, each one. Was affected three times. So, well, one second. If you told me that the person is effective at writing the kameya, so maybe the reason why it was effective is because the person wrote it well. That's a raya that somebody else knows how to write it. So the fact that it worked three times, we should attribute back to the writer, not to the what was written. Well, it's maybe because this person has this tremendous holy spirit, right? No, don't say that. The ain hatavra tali b'mazel b'rofei l'chachma. So this is not a mazel thing; it is a chachma. So the chachma is something which is transferable, transportable, so that the next person who writes it. Ve'in lomer nami mazel hachayla garam. What's the word mazel? Shemisnap ayadei kameyim shrei b'shloshes anoshim huksik. Three different people, it was after three different people, so that's a rye that it wasn't this person as a specific siyata d'shemaya. But in the scenario of if one person, which the next case was, tosa kameya l'tosa gavri chad chad zimno. So the kameya is lo yitzmachi, lo miyad refi achar. So this person wrote three different kameyas, so he knows what he's doing. But the kameya we have not been established that somebody else can write it. Chad kameya l'tosa gabri, l'chor l'yachar, for one illness. So kameya is machi, miyad kolodim. Anybody can write this kameya now. But gabri lo yitzmachi, the person who wrote it, we haven't established his ability to write other kameyas, the kameya achar. Shena shalachar zeb, shalchor l'zeb. For this illness, we know this kameya works for this illness. So he can write it also. But he can't write something else. So what's our shiloh? Tosa kameya sholosh minichali for one person. So one person wrote three different kameyas for three different illnesses for one person. Kameya b'ad alo yismachi miyad adam acher shaylod ripa elo pamachas. Each kameya only worked one time. Our question is, what about the? But now it's either the roife or the chayla. Who created the fact that it worked three times? Mazal haigavra, malachir shal chayla should be chayla zeb. Rishash changes the gersa to chayla. The malach who oversees this chayla, that's his mazal. The mekabel kameya, that this malach was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that kameyas fit well into his genetic makeup. So, Frag Rashi Akashi, in Taimar, Mesnisan, the Leel Shemin Alei, the Tani Kol Sharipa, Bashanah Bashilesh, that the Kameo healed three times. The Masach, like the Mor said before, the Adam Echad. We said that the Kameo, the Mor said before, the Pshat, and that Braisa meant that the Kameo became established to be effective. Even though it was not but one person. So we wrote this Kameo for this person three times, and it worked. So it's now a step, man. Why aren't you toil it in the person's mazel? Well, minin mazle who, you don't say it's his mazel. So what's your shayla? We have a right from the Mishnah over there that we don't say it's toiling in the mazel. Lo domi. It's not the same. Hosam chad kameya hu, v'lecha lemitle b'mazel de gavra, ela b'kameya. So if I have a choice between saying this, the person is extraordinary, or saying that the Kameh is effective, I'd rather go with science than with voodoo, right? So science is the Kameh works, and saying that his mazel is this holy thing, you know, if I have a choice between, we first go with what seems to be the logical process that the Kameh is effective, and opposed to saying he has a special siyata d'shamayim. So vada begav, it's totally different. It's different, but over here, but Hani over here, but Vadi Begavra Toli over here, it's definitely not the Kameya, because it's three different Kameyas. It's either Oibe Reife, Oibe Misrape, Hechmi Borlon, B'mayin Nitle. Over here, the question is, there's something special about the person. Which person is it? Okay. So the Mori Boyalahu, Kameyam Yeshbehan Mishim Kedusha, or Dilma Ain Behem Mishim Kedusha. So do Kameyas have Kedusha or not? The Mori says, my Hilchasa, what exactly do you want? What's your Shaila in regards to what? Ilema Latsu Lino Mibnea the Leka, that you're allowed to save it. We have the Kisvei Kurdish, you're allowed to save Kisvei Kurdish from a fire. Toshma, that's your Shaila. I have a right to it. So what do you, in other words, the Mori says, that's a fair Shadin, but what's your Shaila? Abrochas v'kameyim opishe yesh b'm oisius u'minyonis harbe even though it's a Torah, even though it has psukim of the Torah, etc. Chazal only specifically were matir the Tanakh, the saved Tanakh. Chazal had a problem that if a person gets involved in saving things, we're afraid he's going to put out the fire. So, but they were matir kisvei kodesh, they were matir to save from the fire. But they were not matir, even if you have written down the brochas of Shemoneh Esrei, etc., even though they have psukim from the Torah, etc., still, even though, but it's not one of the Sifrei Tanakh, they were not matur. So that's, there is kedusha there, but it's not going to be matur saving it. In the sense of they have the leka, but it's often bim karma. They're burnt. Loyalena, they're burnt. You're not allowed to save it. You're not allowed to save it. I'm going to say, Elo din yekaniza. So the issue is there a chi of geniza on it? When it gets worn out, you have to put it away. You can't throw it around. You have to bury it. Toshma, how you kosev al yodas hakelim while kari amita. There are scenarios where they would write, for whatever reason, they would write psukim or shemas of Hashem onto handles of kelim or onto the bed. So loch is yod good. You have to cut it off. Be ganzenu. It's not proper to put the whole thing into the geniza. You know, machin to put it into the geniza is not proper either, because it'll be zoyin into the geniza, putting these things. But the part which has this, you have to cut it off and be garnish it. So this is not any worse. So yes, it has the key of geniza. Ella, the kanas ben the basic kisei. So may he wear it into the basic kisei. My yesh ben kedusha ba. So dama ein ben kedusha b'shori. Maybe they don't have a level of Isser of Kedusha that they're also taking to the basic Isser. Toshma. It says, Mishnah says you can't wear a Kameya, which is not an expert. If it was an expert Kameya, in Lofik, you can wear it. Which means you have to take it off of the basic Isser. So we got a problem. So how can he wear it on Shabbos? Zimin the Mitzterach the basic Isser. He needs to use the bathroom. Well, he'll take it off. And then we're afraid, he'll might carry it for Amos. So, like we had before by Twillin, that you can't wear Twillin because he might come to carry it Dalai Lama's, have to go to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, "Hachamim askinan b'kamei shali karen." The kamei which we're saying is mutter to wear is a kamei of herbs. That's the way to wear basically. The Gemara says, "No, but Tanya, we said before in the Brayso, echad kamei shal ksav, echad kamei shal karen. Both are mutter to wear, even a kamei of ksav." There's a danger even to take it off, even to go to the bathroom. So he's mutter to go to the bathroom, but also didn't become nefesh. But Tanya, echel chalas sheyesh b'sakana, echel shem b'sakana, even chalas shem b'sakana, to take it off. It's not a life-threatening illness. Morris says, Ella Kagoin, the masi alpha gab the knock at lebiyode. So this kameya is merapa even when you hold it. So therefore, it's not considered, even if he would carry it in his hand, it's not considered hutzah because he's carrying it as some way to function, to serve his body. I'm sorry. That's also mut. Which is no. But Tanya, Rabbi Yishai Omer, Lavashlo Yechazena B'Yado, Rabbi and Abraham says, Rabbi, you can wear the kamei, but you can't carry dalalamas in your hand. So you can't carry dalalamas. So why are you allowed to wear it? The chelchila. You might come to wear carry a dalalamas. Because if you have to take it for basic use, some more answers. El Hachem Ma'askinon. Or it's covered. They, after they wrote the kamei, they covered it over with something else. So that's why it's mutter to go into basic kisei with it. So it's no raya whether it's mutter or not, because I can tell you the case was that it was covered with over with something else. So that's why it would be mutter. But merely it's also to go into basic kisei. It's a good question. See, I say your question is much stronger in the next line. In this line alone could be the point that was made. If I make something which always stays with it, but the purpose is to be protective covers, that's mutter. That would work. In other words, if I have little mitzvah mariv, right, and I put it in a plastic, I always keep it in the plastic, that doesn't make it, that's always there, isn't it? Is exactly why it's mutter, because I have a plastic on. Right? If the plastic is there to mishamish the safer, then it's a problem. In other words, like your tefillin bag, the bag is made to be mishamish the tefillin, etc. So the tefillin bag is not going to be mutter. But if the purpose of the tefillin bag was to cover the tefillin, to make it mutter to go on the basic easy, that was the whole reason why we put bags around tefillin. So then it would be effective. So if I cover it with ore to protect the, you know, right, so. But the problem is the next line of the Gemara is difficult. The Gemara Sakasha, Mechupa Or is Mata, right? Tfilin, the Mechupa Or, the Tanya Nichnas, the basic Kisei, Chalot Tfilin, Baruch Garba Amis, Menichnas, you have to take off it, you can't wear your Tfilin in the basic Kisei, but it's covered. So the Gemara is assuming that the problem is the Ksav inside. And the Ksav inside is covered, so why isn't it Mutter? So, women over there, then that's. The batim are part of the tefillin. You have to have batim, so it's not really an independent item. So how could we matter it? That's a problem. That is something that I was grappling with last night. I don't have a good answer for that. So Mara says, "Hasim mishum shin." The reason why it's over there is also because you have the shin on on the outside of the ore, and. Tamar Abaya Shin Shal Tefillin Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Vamar Abaya Dal Shal Tefillin Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Vamar Abaya Yud Shal Tefillin Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So you have a Shem Hashem here, being written by the combining these three things. So that's not going to be mutter. Tosis is not Gerus the Dalit and the Yud. the Gemara asked from the Shin over there that it has to be kosher, or the Mordan asked, the Mordan said the Chiddush is that Betsuas, Melech HaShemayim, you need Betsuas from a kosher animal. So the Mordan says, the Mordan first tries to say to the bottom, well, that's obvious. If the Shin is written on it, it has to be Machim B'Ksav, it has to be Mutzah B'Ficha. The Mordan says, oh, the Chiddush is the Betsuas. But if you tell me the Betsuas also are part of the Shem Hashem, the Dals and Yud, so then, right, you need Mutzah B'Ficha. So what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef? So, the Bible says that they were not. That's what Tosfos said. Rashi learns. Rashi is Gervis, yes. Zak Rashi. Let's lean on the Shabbos. The Chotzer Rebbes Kishar Kitzvei Kodesh. You know what? Let's hold the Rashis on this. But you know, I just recalled the Rashis and Manal. If we did the first Rashi of the, we didn't finish the Rashis yesterday either. We did the Rashi of the Mumcha Gavra, Mumcha Kameya, Alakim and Ismachi Gavra, we didn't do. Those three Rashi we didn't do. So do the Rashis. I'm looking at the Rashi, Alakim and Ismachi Gavra. It's about six lines up in the narrow lines. End of the line. Alakim and Ismachi Gavra, we give them any Kameya, so give them any Adam. We don't need both of them to be effective, but once the person is effective, we're writing three different types of Kameyas for three different people. Abagav lo yizmach Kameya, even though the Kameya he wrote was only one time each. Sharipa Kameyas u'adam me'arlam, and never, so he's writing a new one, which never has been used before. It's okay, because mina mumcha, mashma me'adam mumcha, it has to be from a person who's an expert, to look at Tony, mizman she'en mumcha, that the Kameya, we don't need the Kameya to be established as being mumcha. So the heavy mash of the cup of mumcha kameya atzor, the kameya itself has been established. The rest of the word kameya, what's the word kameya? Kameya in a lashon kesher, it just means something which is bound up. The kar and shalshrashi samamonim nami kriyan kameya. So the word kameya can apply whether it's, you know, this thing which is bound up, it can be bound up piece of a root, or it could be a ksav, whatever it is. No special holy word what a kameya means. Okay.